Good morning, Zion Lutheran.
Good morning.
I was told there wouldn't be many here, and look at y'all. So I'm Pastor Dave. I'm back again this month. It's an honor and a privilege to serve you this morning. We welcome any guests and visitors that we may have with us this morning and pray that God's word may fill your hearts with hope and truth. I have a person in my family who tells me very, in no uncertain terms, don't tell me what to do. Anybody have anybody like that in their family? Are you the one in your family that says that to everybody? Even though we share wisdom and give good advice, that is their feeling about the things. You know, when God created everybody that lives in this world, so we're all a part of God's family, whether we live, come to his house or not, because he cares for us, he created us, he takes care of us. But you know what? The majority of people in this world look at God and say, don't tell me what to do. And I think part of that is because they don't understand what God has told them to do is what they need to hear. And so that's what we're going to talk about this morning. What is God's plan for his commands and for his truth that he shares with us, and where does it come from his heart? We begin our worship this morning with the singing of the opening hymn.
Greetings in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, July 28, 2024 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in this morning's broadcast are Dennis Knauer, Linda McEwen, and Terry Biggs. Our organist is Dora Thompson, and our opening hymn is number 715, Jesus, Savior, Pilot Me, hymn 715, found in the Lutheran Service Book. Reverend Mark and Christina Thompson are sponsoring the flowers on the altar today to the glory of God in honor of their upcoming 30th wedding anniversary on August 13th and Logan and Mackenzie Thompson's wedding yesterday, July 27th. Mike and Keena Rose are sponsoring today's radio broadcast to the glory of God in loving memory of Keena's mother, Margaret Conaway.
We worship this morning in the name of the only true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you. and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of Christ, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Join with me now in reading responsibly the words of the psalm, Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his steadfast love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever.
To him alone who does great wonders,
for his steadfast love endures forever. To him by understanding made the heavens, and for his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who spreads out the earth above the waters,
for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who made the great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever.
The sun to rule over the day,
for his steadfast love endures forever. The moon and the stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. To God on high. Almighty and most merciful God, the protector of all who trust in you, strengthen our faith and give us courage to believe that in your love you will rescue us from all adversities. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament lesson for this 10th Sunday in Pentecost is written for our learning in Genesis, the 9th chapter, beginning with verse 8. God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "Behold, I establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every beast of the earth with you. As many as came out of the ark, it is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "The sign of the covenant that I make between you and me and every living creature that is with you for all generations, I have set my bow in the cloud. And it will be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Turn now to the catechetical review. What is the fourth commandment?
Honor your father and your mother.
What does this mean?
We should fear and love God so that we do not despise or anger our parents and other authorities, but honor them, serve and obey them, love and cherish them.
The epistle lesson is written in Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, beginning with verse 14. "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise. Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to thee, O Lord.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. This is the gospel of the Lord. And now we join with the whole Christian church on earth to confess our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated for the singing of the sermon hymn.
The hymn of the day is hymn number 713. From God Can Nothing Move Me, hymn number 713, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
You may be seated.
Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word that we will base our message for today is taken from the gospel lesson, John 15, which has been previously read. In his October 8, 2012, Turning Point Daily Commentary, Pastor David Jeremiah writes, "Remember when you first drew a picture on an Etch-a-Sketch?" Now, I like to look out and see who's kind of nodding their head that even knows what an Etch-a-Sketch is. Some of us old guys know. If you wanted to change your mind, you simply shake it. And everything that you made disappears. And you could start all over again. It was one of the most popular toys in all of history. Unfortunately, too often our society writes its moral standards on its own Etch-a-Sketch. Our cultural sense of right and wrong is based on societal consensus, not on the unchanging word of God. In abandoning the absolute standards of a holy God, we become a world in which morality is relative. It's whatever people want it to be. Christians take a different view. God didn't write his commandments on an Etch-a-Sketch. They were carved in stone, indicating their durable and permanent value. You see, the commands of God flow from his character and establish the moral baseline of the entire universe. No matter how hard it tries, the world can never erase the truth of God's words or the demands of his Ten Commandments. They are rock solid, and we can base our moral codes on the tablets of his holiness. If this is true, why do people struggle with God's commands? Maybe it's because people misunderstand the purpose that God has for his commandments and his commands. You're a church that studies the catechism regularly, so I bring back this catechism review. But Luther in his catechism said that there are three purposes for God's law. First of all, it's to curb to some extent the coarse outbreak of sin, or it serve as a curb. The second is to show us our sin and need of a Savior, or to serve as a mirror. And finally, they help us understand how to love and thank God for all of his goodness to us, serving as a rule. For many people, though, when they think of God's commandments, they think of rules imposed to control and hamper the free investigation of things joyful and fun and popular. They also view God as harsh, unbending, and out of touch. Our text for today, though, gives a glimpse through the eyes of Jesus, and we get a whole different perspective on the commands of God. Jesus said that the commands of God are a primer on his love. His love for us and how we can express our love for others. Jesus teaches us this morning that God's commands are based on his love, informed by his perfect wisdom and knowledge of how to live well and successfully. Jesus opens our eyes to this fact when he says, "Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full." God created this world perfectly. Adam and Eve knew how exactly to live in a manner that pleased God and perfectly expressed a healthy relationship with God and each other. And they also had the perfect ability to do what God wanted them to do and an unwavering desire to live exactly as God intended them to live. God only had to give them one express command. Do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for on the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. God didn't give them this command to trip them up. He gave them this commandment to allow them to express their love and thankfulness to God in a very special way. When Adam and Eve, though, sinned against this command, they lost the complete understanding of God's will. They lost the perfect motivation to live for God, and they lost the joy of serving God. They passed this loss on to all of us. So God in His love took it upon Himself to clearly communicate His will for us through His Ten Commandments and all the commandments that express and teach what these simple statements fully mean. Again, we can't miss this. It is God's love that was His motivator for giving His commands. Most child psychologists agree that one of the worst things that parents can do to their children is to not give them rules and structure under which to live. Dr. Benjamin Spock, way back in the 60s, proposed that parents should only loosely guide their children. He believed that children given free rein would eventually come to proper conclusions of how to live and how to cope with life's realities. Needless to say, the past 60 years have proven this premise wrong. It's been scientifically concluded since then that children, given good rules and structure from loving parents, have the best opportunity to live fulfilling and happy lives. Our belief in God loving us through His commandments is shown by our attitude towards those commandments. If we strive to live with all of our being according to them, even when it's hard to do, we show that we know that God's will is an expression of His love for us. If we know God's will and still choose to live according to our own desires, we deny God's love for us. And so let's take an accounting of our life and see where we stand in this regard across the breadth of our life. And then pray that the Holy Spirit would grow and change us to love God as He loves us. God loves us and our families. He proved it by clearly giving us best practice commands for a best possible life. His commands also produce a best possible way of life to be lived with those among those with whom we are in relationship with in this world. Jesus goes on to say, "This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. This I command you, that you love one another." There's a very small verse in Ephesians that often gets overlooked that says this: each one should submit to the other person. What a powerful concept. It encapsulates the type of love that God has shown us each and every day of our lives, especially in regard to our salvation. It's a love which each and every Christian is capable of living because the Spirit of God lives in us and empowers us to do the uncommon. To submit in biblical language is to think of the needs of others before we think about our own. It is to place ourselves in a place where we can bless others and not lord ourselves over others. It's the kind of action that seems very hard to conceive of doing except for the very special people in our lives, but it's the kind of actions for which we are so grateful when others show it to us. It is exemplified to the extreme in our Savior's actions when he came into our world. Philippians 2 tells us that he, Christ, did not consider equality with God something to hang on to, but he made himself nothing, taking on the very form of a servant, and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Christ's submission to us results in our being able to be saved and have a loving relationship with God. And our submitting to those that God places in our lives brings similar blessings. Opening doors for the women in our lives, letting others go ahead of us in line, giving up some popularity by refusing to spread the gossip in school, or working to ensure the success of our coworkers, has been a small example of how this might look in our own lives. I guarantee that if we love others the way that God has loved us, that others will notice. When we choose to love rather than react with revenge when others hurt us, we will be noticed. If we seek to bless ourselves, even when there's nothing to be gained for ourselves, we will be noticed. When we teach our families that love, not anger or selfishness, is the most important motivator for actions in our lives, we will create the best possible legacy for this world and the world to come. God is asking us to respond to his amazing love for us with amazing love of our own. With the Holy Spirit's help, we can truly do so. Did you know that every single year people spend millions and millions of dollars on self-help books to try to figure out how to best live their lives? Or they spend millions and millions of dollars going to counselors trying to fix their broken lives, when the truth that people need for their life is right here in God's commands. And I know that's true because God knows everything. And God loves us so deeply that he wants us to know everything that we need to know to live a best possible way of life. This morning we have heard God's primer on love. It is based on his commands. Love God by carefully following his commands. And carefully following his commands will result in our loving others as we have been loved. You know how I can say that to be true? Because truth never needs to change. And God's word is truth. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all human understanding keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please rise.
You have been sharing in morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, and just heard Reverend Dave Ehlers deliver this morning's message. If you cannot be physically present, join us on the radio at 8 a.m. every Sunday morning over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or at www.zlclinc.org, where you will find links to the internet stream and to Facebook Live. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of our Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 217-732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact our principal, Dr. Stephen Perry, at 217-732-3977. We pray the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Let us rise for prayer. As a people gathered together before God, we bring to him our prayers and petitions. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, you have made us your own dear children through holy baptism. Strengthen us with the power of your Holy Spirit in our inner being, that your Son may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we would be rooted and grounded in love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, you are able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think. Be glorified in your church and in Christ Jesus. Ground us in love. Give us a faith rooted in the promises of Christ and strength to comprehend with all the saints his love that surpasses all knowledge. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Heavenly Father, from whom every family in heaven on earth is named, as you preserved Noah and his family and brought forth new life from the ark and the promises of your covenant, bless now our families also. Make marriages strong and fruitful according to your will. Let your word rule in every home, uniting its members in forgiveness and causing your Son to dwell in every heart through faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Lord of might, spare us and future generations from wickedness. Give blessing to our nation and its leaders to rule according to your good pleasure. Protect the members of our armed forces, police, and other public servants. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, your people cry out for healing. Even as you sent your Son to heal and make whole, teach them to ever trust in your love, for you never leave them or forsake them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Oh Lord, do not allow our hearts to be hardened by indifference or frustration in this world. Give us understanding and courage to sustain us through this valley of sorrows. Lead us to your blessed sacrament with repentance and faith, that eating your true body and drinking your true blood, we may receive forgiveness of sins and confidence according to Christ's New Testament lore. New Testament. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray blessing for those who are celebrating special birthdays today or this week. 93rd birthday blessings to Donald Clockengay today. 98th birthday blessings to Paul Hines on Monday. and 87th birthday blessings to Emma Lunauer on Wednesday. We also pray for the family of Helen Mox, who died this past Friday. We pray for Terry and Danita Biggs, for Larry and Darla Stanfield, for Joel and Deanna Jacobs, and for Daryl and April Max, that they may be blessed and they may be given comfort and strength and peace in their hearts. Heavenly Father, you name every family in heaven and earth. We give thanks to you for our brothers and sisters in Christ who have finished their course in faith and now rest from their labors. Preserve us in the faith so that Christ may dwell in our hearts richly until that day when we join them around your throne for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now pray the prayer our Lord has taught us to pray. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, giver and perfecter of our faith, we thank and praise you for continuing among us in the preaching of your gospel, for our instruction and edification. Send your blessing upon the word which has been spoken to us, and by your Holy Spirit increase our saving knowledge of you, that day by day we may be strengthened in the divine truth and remain steadfast in your grace. Give us strength to fight the good fight, and by faith to overcome all the temptations of Satan, the flesh, and the world, so that we may finally receive the salvation of our souls. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever. Amen. And now with believing hearts, receive the blessing of your God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant you his peace.
Our closing hymn is hymn number 739, Precious Lord, Take My Hand. Hymn number 739, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Seated. So we worship God, right? We had fun. We enjoyed the message that God shared with us. Our hearts and our bodies and our spirits are refreshed, ready to face the day and the week. Are there any announcements that need to be shared with the congregation at this time? All right. So you heard the truth about God's commands. So no more saying, don't tell me what to do, right? I saw a few smiles on the faces of people out there when I said that, so I kind of know who you are. But God loves us. God always loves us. And we need his truth in our life. All the stuff that we see wrong with our world is because people have turned their backs on God's truth. So let's be a good example and a good light in our world and express the love of God by obeying his commands.
God is my witness, and Amen.